1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Well, that music means it's time for music news. From the Rabbi of Rock, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you?
I am rolling. How you doing?
You are rolling. It's been a great week.
It's been fun.
I'll tell the boss to double your salary.
Oh, I appreciate that, Gary.
I will. Doesn't mean he'll listen, but I'll.
Probably not, but it's worth a try, right?
Exactly.
How are things going with you?
All right. All right. Keep, you know, living the dream on this side of the quarantine.
Yeah.
Keeping track, you know, checking out, spending a lot of time online like a lot of other people because that's where the music is now.
Right. We have an online thing tomorrow night with the Bush.
Right, yeah. And, you know, they're doing their album release celebration. They're actually on, it's interesting, they're on two different things tomorrow. They've got Bush has their own thing going. And then they're on a concert for Cuba, which is kind of a benefit, and that's taking place online, so you can catch them twice. The new album, by the way, The Kingdom, comes out today, and that's along with, there's a new album from The Pretenders today, as well as The Chicks, formerly known as The Dixie Chicks.
Great. I like the new Bush song. We're playing
that. Good. It's actually a really good album. It's, you know, I got a chance to speak to Gavin Rossdale for this virtual concert they're doing tomorrow. And, yeah, I kind of put to him, I said, it really, to me, sounds like a classic Bush album.
Yeah.
You know, and then his response was, you know, he found that interesting because he does think, of course, it's aggressive and hard-rocking like those albums are, but apparently this is the first time he's ever done an album completely with what are called detuned guitars, which, you know, the musicians know what I'm talking about. But think about bands like Slipknot and Korn, that heavy sound they get is because of the way they tune their guitars, and that's what Bush did on The Kingdom. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's still writing good tunes.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a real deal there. And, of course, he has plenty of angst in his life to write heavy tunes about. Still hasn't quite gotten past Gwen Stefani, and apparently there have been a couple since then that have gotten in his craw. So.
Yeah, well, things got pretty sideways for him during that divorce with her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can't have something like that happen in that kind of spotlight and expect it to go smoothly.
Right.
And, of course, it didn't. But I guess, you know, he says he's been spending a lot of time with their three sons and having a good time. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. They promise it's going to be like a full-scale arena production.
Oh, really?
Just with no audience. And I've seen a few of those. You know, a couple of bands have stepped out and done that and really stepped up the production part of it.
Well, cool. That's 8 o'clock tomorrow night at 1029thehog.com.
Yeah, that'll be a great way to, you know, then you can hear it as well as, you know, have the visual part of it.
Yeah.
So that'll be great. Speaking of some of our other favorites, Judas Priest has rescheduled their 2020 world tour and now it's into 2021, so it's going to be their date at the Miller High Life Theater will now be September 22nd. It was supposed to be for the 50th anniversary of the band. Now it's going to be for Magic 51. But Rob Halford will have his memoir out by then, so that'll be interesting. David Lee Roth gave a very interesting interview this week to the New York Times. He was basically the undercurrent of this is he is promoting the idea that he is the only way to authentically see, hear Van Halen music or see it performed live whenever they're going to be able to perform live again. But what he told the New York Times was he does not think Van Halen will ever tour again. He doesn't think Eddie is up for it. He thinks the layoff has been so long this time that it's just not going to happen. And, of course, we have the undercurrent of Eddie's whatever's going on with his health. There are lots of rumors. You know, I was tapped to write a biography, an obituary that would be ready a couple months ago.
Really?
On the latest rumor of his imminent demise. So he's still with us, but David Lee Roth is putting this out that, you know, there won't be another Van Halen tour. Like I said, the undercurrent here is whenever he gets to start performing live again, he wants to be the guy you go to hear Van Halen music, certainly from those early albums.
Yeah, I mean, Sammy's been putting some cool stuff out online with Chickenfoot and that. They did Right Now.
His own band, and he did a Van Halen cover already.
Yeah.
That's been cool. Every couple of weeks you get something from Sammy and the boys.
Yeah, he sounds great still.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, he takes care of it. It's either he takes care of himself, or tequila and ramen mezcal are a lot better for you than we ever realized.
Right. That may be the answer.
It could be. Some interesting statistical stuff this week. The Beatles were the most streamed rock artists for the first half of 2020, according to Nielsen SoundScan. Of course, this is what we're all in quarantine, so it's kind of interesting to see who we've been listening to. Queen is number two, Imagine Dragons 3, Fleetwood Mac 4, Metallica 5. Queen's Greatest Hits album was the most streamed album of all for the first half of this year, followed by Elton John's Diamonds compilation, Creedence Clearwater Revival's Chronicle. A lot of greatest hits here. Journey's Greatest Hits was 4, and Fleetwood Mac's Rumor was 5.
Well, what does that tell you, though, with Queen and Elton John?
It does tell you the durability of the music, of course.
And the movie push, too.
And this is who we want to listen to. This is musical comfort food right now. Not surprisingly, in a way, I guess, the most streamed rock songs included Believer by Imagine Dragons and Journey's Don't Stop Believin'. Those were 1 and 2.
Right, that's so, still going, huh? Don't Stop Believin'.
It kind of tells you about our state of mind, you know, that those are the kind of songs we want to hear.
Yeah.
If you're wondering when we're going to be getting back to music normal, we've been talking a lot about 2021, I know. Well, here's a dire prediction for you. Mark Geiger, who was for many, many years part of the William Morris organization, booking agency. He's one of the co-creators of Lollapalooza, basically a big shooter in the industry, and he just took a buyout this year with the way economics are going. He went on a podcast the other day to say it's going to be 2022.
Really?
His feeling is that, you know, we have to wait until the virus and the pandemic are under control to the degree that people will feel comfortable going out. He said right now, we're in a germophobic, what he called a germophobic economy. And, you know, it's people staying in. It's people being wary about going out. Even if you're okay maybe going and eating outside at a restaurant, you're not yet okay going to an arena or amphitheater to a concert. But he anticipates, you know, that will be replaced by what he calls a claustrophobia economy, when people want to go out and want to go see shows, want to go to festivals. He doesn't think that's happening until 2022, though.
Wow. And then we're going to be so backlogged with everything we have to make up, and it's going to be a show every night.
That's the thing you're watching. Lewis Tomlinson from One Direction, for instance, just rescheduled his tour dates into 2021, starting in February and coming to the U.S. in the spring. That's optimistic to me.
Yeah. I mean, they just canceled the Rose Bowl parade.
Right, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, they're looking out that far ahead with cancellations. So.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, I do think by the first quarter, maybe even the first half of 2021, even if we start to see concerts happen, they're still going to be being done under attendance restrictions. So can you make the money? Is it economically feasible? And I think a lot of promoters and a lot of show organizers and bands, artists are going to say, no, it's not. You know, we're going to keep sitting back until it's closer to normal.
Is this going to result in much higher ticket prices? Because
if economics are part of the factor, you know, and people have been out of work, can't necessarily afford the luxury of going to a concert, can they jack up concert ticket prices? I don't know. And they don't know either, by the way.
It may be more of a, you know, just for the elite going to concerts.
Maybe. So or it becomes, you know, pick your big band and they play at a theater, you know, a smaller venue for a substantial ticket price, but then there's an ancillary streaming version of it.
Yeah.
That's at a lower cost.
Mm-hmm.
So you can choose to go there and, you know, be with the mask-wearing hordes, or you can, you know, pay a little less or maybe pay a lot less and watch it on the screen.
Yeah.
And we'll see.
Right.
I don't know. Some interesting.
Be creative.
Yeah, some interesting product stuff popped up this weekend. Alice Cooper has an official brand of chocolate milk through the Dan Zeisen Dairy in Arizona.
Really?
It's coming out now, and it's going to be marketed to benefit his Solid Rock Foundation, which is Alice Cooper's charitable foundation. It provides free music, art, and dance programs for teenagers.
Does it have his scary face on it? Like,
you'll
be in the grocery store and see that?
Yep.
Excellent.
So the Grateful Dead have teamed up with Nike to market a line of new sneakers. Those are going to be, you know, they're all sorts of different colors. They're going to have the bear, you know, the logo, the icon that's associated with the Grateful Dead. Apparently, they have a pouch inside. I can't imagine what you might use that for if you're a Grateful Dead fan. But that's kind of interesting to have Grateful Dead sneakers.
Yeah,
that'll be a lot of fun.
The old Saturday Night Live bit. You put your weed in there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, more on the music. Oh, and also Ozzy Osbourne and back to Alice Cooper. They are both offering for president campaign merchandise. Now, of course, neither one of them are really running for president like, you know, Kanye West is. But you can buy merch. Yeah, Alice Cooper, of course, has the song Elected that's always very popular during election years for him to play. So now you can get T-shirts, masks, hats, all sorts of other things for both Alice and Ozzy Osbourne. And Jethro Tull is making hand sanitizer. You can order that. You can order that via their website, and they are also benefiting a number of charities.
Really?
Yeah.
Jethro Tull hand sanitizer.
Yeah,
okay.
Why not?
Sure.
Because if anybody looks like you need to be sanitized after experiencing them, it's Jethro Tull and Ian Anderson.
Aqualung.
Look at the cover of Aqualung and go use your hand sanitizer. Willie Nelson, congratulations to him. At the age of 87, he becomes the first artist to have top tens in every decade that the Billboard Top Country Charts has been around in. So that started in 1964. Willie has had top 10 albums in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, the 2010s, and now the 20s.
You're kidding.
The latest one is his new album, First Rose of Spring, which debuted at number 5.
Really?
So that's an achievement.
That is crazy.
There aren't many who can boast that.
No.
I guess, you know, the Beatles, you know, have had it on the rock side. I'm not sure the Rolling Stones have. We'd have to look, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Rolling Stones went a decade without a top 10.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big mark.
That is.
Speaking of the Rolling Stones, they have announced a September 4th release for a new edition of Goat's Head Soup. Their 1973 album, that was the one that had Angie on it. It's going to be available in a variety of configurations. All of them will have three songs that weren't released at the time. One called Scarlet that featured Jimmy Page on guitar and Rick Gretsch from Traffic and Family and Blind Faith. He was on bass for that song. Also All the Rage and Crisscross, which the group has already put out. You can get the Super Deluxe edition of it will be a four-disc set, and it'll include something called Brussels Affair, which is one of the best-known Rolling Stones bootlegs that came from 1973. So it was on the tour promoting Goat's Head Soup, and, you know, those tours in 72 and 73 really were considered, like, some of the best in Rolling Stones history.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that'll be coming out in September.
Cool.
Again, speaking of the Rolling Stones, they were among the bands that received PPP, Paycheck Protection Program grants.
What?
From the federal government, yes. And a whole bunch of them. So, you know, I mean, including Nickelback, Imagine Dragons, Incubus, Slipknot, My Chemical Romance, Wilco, Bon Iver and Justin Vernon from there in Wisconsin, Weezer, Cheap Trick, Tim McGraw, Chainsmokers, Gary Clark Jr., Papa Roach, Wiz Khalifa, French Montana, Little John, Rascal Flatts, Luke Combs, Chris Stapleton, Jason Isbell. As you can tell, the list goes on. Eagles were part of that, too. So all these bands received between $150,000 and $350,000. But remember, this is on the caveat that you use it to pay your employees. to keep your people employed. Yep. So, yeah, these were basically bands that, you know, have, at least up to this point, you know, have been able to keep their road crew, their office staff, everybody employed by, taking the money from the federal government.
But the Rolling Stones aren't even American.
No, but they do have an American corporate entity.
I'm sure, yeah.
So they can do it that way. So, you know, you can't really slam them for that if, good, honest working people are still able to get money.
Yeah, that's the problem, though. Good, honest working people aren't getting the money.
Well, and that's as we get into that, they are through this. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I'm fairly
some
confident.
Of them have. Some of them
I'm
have.
Fairly confident Slipknot and the Eagles are paying their road crew right now.
All good.
Some of our favorites, Spice Girls, little news there this weekend. They reunited this week, not for a show or anything, but for a walk through the woods. This comes according to Emma Button, who's Baby Spice. She told a radio show in England that rather than doing a Zoom call or even a trip to the bar, the four of them walked through the woods on a rainy day, all five, walked through the woods on a rainy day in England and social distancing and had a very nice time.
Wow, excellent. How about the new Metallica?
Yeah, there's going to be some new Metallica coming our way. The S&M 2, this is the sequel to the S&M album, which means San Francisco Symphony plus Metallica. This will be coming out on August 28th, and the show itself was done this past September of 2019. 11 different configurations for this. Blu-ray, vinyl, CD, download, you name it, you'll be able to buy it and experience Metallica like Mahler meant it to sound. Mahler being the classical composer who was the most metal of all the classical composers. Metallica, by the way, in addition to taking some PPP money, has done a second round of grants from their All Within My Hands Foundation, and they've contributed $295,000 split between five charities, including Feeding America, Direct Relief, and Crew Nation, which is the road crew charity that Live Nation started, the Bartender Emergency Assistance Program, and Music Cares.
Huh.
So good for them.
Yeah. Well, James Hetfield, I never knew he had a, when I was in Paris, there was the James Hetfield pub in Paris. I never knew he had that.
Yeah, they've all quietly done a little branding on that end.
So he has an interest in bartenders.
Even though he's pretty sober himself.
You're right. All right, Gary. Well, good run.
Well, again, you're doing a fine job this week.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Oh, and Billy Joel, did he really stop and play Piano Man on a piano on the street?
Piano on a street piano. Walk by it. You know, that's great.
That's awesome. All right, yep. Gary.
All right. You have a great weekend.
You too. The guys will be back next week. Talk to you.
All right. I'll tell them they can't do it half as good as you.
Appreciate it, Gary.
Okay. You take
care. Have a great weekend. That's Gary Graff, our music expert. You get him every Friday morning.